Nah, we gotta lay it cool.
You tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one?
Hey, it's your baby daddy, the Black David Hasselhoff, aka 2 watches at a time, so you know what time it is, aka the Food and Naughty, coming at you, episode 49.
Yo, it's your boy KD, aka Soul Glow, aka the Gourmet Harmonizer, aka I shout out my wrist. What up, wrist? aka. A.K.A. the Ad-Lib King, coming back at you again for episode, what we say, 49?
Uh-huh.
Dope. Man. Cuarenta y... What's 9 in Spanish?
Hey, cut it out.
Yeah, stop that. Nueve, though. But anyway.
There it is.
Yo.
Cuarenta y nueve.
It's your boy Stone, man. You know, Crip Up or Grip Up. A.K.A. No Chains. A.K.A. No Slapbox Chains. 2 Midgets at 1 Time. AKA A Boo Boo, you looking at a bad nigga. AKA throw 2 at me, I throw 4 back. AKA your girl top me off. Y'all start kissing right after I dropped off. AKA just watch. I might not join in, I might just watch. Let's get it.
Y'all know the show info, the website, forgetthatyo.com. Forget that yo, Podomatic, search us, the Podomatic app. Stitcher Radio app, iTunes, subscribe, download, leave a comment. Voicemail 718-577-1508. Email us at forgetthatyo@gmail.com. Facebook.com/forgetthatyo. Twitter at forgetthatyo, FOGETDATYO. Instagram at forgetthatyo. And then I got the Food and Naughty Instagram, you know, FOODINATI. Food and Naughty. Twitter. At Food and Naughty. Also, we got a new feature on the website. Click on the voice message recorder on the right side of the website. You can record a message straight from your computer using a headset, or if you got a speaker, a microphone, I mean, on your computer, bam, send it, blam, boom, blam, bop, 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 bop.
All right, and the show's over.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for coming out. God bless you. Good night.
And I'm going to jump right into the email we got from Sabrine Shabazz. And it says, hey guys, I was looking for a new podcast and found you guys. I could not stop laughing. Keep up the good work.
Yes.
Appreciate the love, man.
Really appreciate it. We need these voicemails and emails.
Keep it coming.
You know how much we could cook off of some great emails and voicemails?
That's a lot of chicken.
A lot.
A lot of chicken. And chicken show is good.
That's that juicy chicken in a pressure cooker, man. That should be juicy all the way to the bone.
And now let's jump into, we got 2 voicemails. And I'm going to go ahead and keep the party going. Here we go.
Man, this is Mr. Minus, man, from St. Louis. Chime back in with you boys, man. Shit, man, I was just sitting here thinking, man. Like, a lot of these rappers out here, man, especially, like, some of these local artists and shit that we know for a fact ain't been out here doing this street shit, man. Regardless of... they got lyrics, man. I'm trying to think, like, shit, we actually even listen to these niggas, man, because I don't give a fuck, nigga. My street cred being good out here. But a lot of these niggas, man, I be like, nigga, I know y'all niggas, nigga. Nigga, I know y'all people. You niggas don't even run with street niggas. Y'all don't even know any street niggas. But y'all talk about all this street shit on y'all albums just because y'all can make gun rhyme with sun all motherfucking day and all whatnot shit. I don't think I should listen to that shit because I ain't never heard of you niggas having no guns, never even having no beef. Study hall ass niggas, man. And fuck that shit, man. So let me know what y'all niggas think about that shit, man. One.
Yo. Yeah. Hey, for real, shout out to Mr. Minus, man.
Yes, sir.
Yo, he left the last message.
Yep.
That's the homie, dog.
That was the one from STL?
Yeah, that's the homie, man. That's my man, Mr. Minus, dog. The nigga, he coming out with an album, man. I've heard a couple songs. They put one on Hate It or Love It on a Sirius Satellite and shit on an All Out show. That nigga got nothing but love, man.
Oh, nice. Word.
And yo, and them niggas be going hard if they don't like your shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And yo, he got all love, man. So yo, the niggas dope, man. Shout out, man. Yo, that's my nigga, dog.
Nice. Nice, nice, nice. But yo, I gotta agree with the kid.
Yeah.
I definitely have to say I agree with him. But he was dropping bars every time he was saying something. This nigga, 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 nigga.
Yo, for real. Yo, but here's the thing though, man. Like, yo, we've had that conversation before. Nigga, rap about what you know. You know what I'm saying? Niggas rapping what they think niggas want to hear. And when shit get real, then they gonna plead this just entertainment, dog. You know what I'm saying?
This just music.
You know what I'm saying?
What
nigga,
are you doing?
Everything you say is I did this, I did that, and then well, I ain't really do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Stop that. You know what I'm saying?
My cousin did it.
You know what I'm saying? And yo, but yo, like he say, man, that nigga proven in these streets. You know what I'm saying? So that's why niggas fuck with him, because this shit is coming across like it's real, because nigga, it is.
Word.
No doubt, man.
Yeah, I had I had my little situation with cats I knew. You know what I'm saying? Talking real crazy. Ain't did none of that.
You know what
none
I'm saying?
None of that at all. And then the funny part is, how do you call somebody out saying they don't do none of that when they rap about not doing none of that?
Doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, it sounds like you're a little mad that no matter what I do, I'm doper than you, dog. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Now how you gonna rap about not being in these streets?
For real, nigga. Like, how the fuck that sound, nigga? Nigga, how you gonna rap about not paying child support and you do? Nigga, get away from
me. Got the stubs right by the microphone. Let me see. I got last month. Okay, this month on the 15th.
Right. I got college fund started. Nigga, I love my kids. But fuck these bitches, nigga.
He said, I love my kid. Yeah, man. For real, dude. Like, I feel you 100%. Like, they just out here fraud. Then they stuck in the van like Wayne. And they won't come out. Only person would have got out that van that day was Freaky Zeke.
Yo.
And Beanie Siegel.
For real. Niggas that want to go back to jail.
Yeah. I want to get shot.
Nigga, the food is good in the pen, nigga. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and let you keep doing that then, my nigga.
Yo, and we got one more voicemail. Yo, I missed this voicemail. Just so happened that we started recording this show, and I wasn't recording. So I had to go back. Plus, the voicemail messed up. That's how I found out that the show wasn't recording. So I had to go back and get the voicemail again. And I found a voicemail that was just sitting there with his feet up on a lounge chair since August 9th. So, yo, I got to go ahead and play this voicemail because it never got played. So here we go.
What up, brothers? This is me, Derek, from Stroud Low Cash, man. I got to say, man, y'all actually have one of the best produced podcasts. I got to say, man, just the overall way y'all put it together, definitely digging it, man. Just wanted to give y'all a shout-out, man, and definitely, man, y'all have your boy on the show sometimes, man, but definitely hit me up. when y'all get this shit, I don't even know. Man, whatever, man. Y'all do keep doing it, man. Peace.
Yo, he was right, though. He's like, whatever, y'all get
this. Yo, for real. Yeah, it just so happened to turn out like that, dog.
Yeah. Yo, man, shout out to Daryl on a Straight Outta Low Cash, him and the crew. Yo, Javon Biz, they is hilarious. You can check them out at straightolc.podbean.com. They also on iTunes. Just type in Straight Outta Low Cash. That's how I listen. And I think they on Stitcher also. I don't really mess with Stitcher. Okay, they probably, yeah. And, yeah, check them out. And, yo, Daryl, anytime, man. I'm going to get at you after this. And, yeah, man, that's all love. That's St. Louis back to back.
Hey, man.
Yeah, man.
Have you noticed the amount of love we've been getting recently?
Yo, shit is coming up, man.
Heck, and it be folks who, it be new listeners. That's the thing that's getting me.
Yeah.
It don't be like, you know, not most deaf shout out to our folks who've been sticking with us tried and true throughout the past couple months. You know what I'm saying? But the new listeners who's just like, hey, man, we've been listening to your show. We got to say y'all is killing it. Yeah. Just the comments and stuff like that, man, that got me wanting to do that fuck that bitch dance. Fuck that
bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Also, shout out to Heather, too, man. She share and like everything we post.
Oh,
up.
Yeah. Yeah, the Keebler Elf, yeah.
She said the Keebler Elf. And, fellas, y'all heard anything crazy this week?
Look, man. We have to talk about this, man. DMX plus crack equals streaking in a hotel, man. Yo.
The Forget That Yo Award of the week.
Of the month.
Hey, why ain't nobody talking him down, dog?
Duh, I didn't even know that was DMX.
That nigga's life has took a drastic turn, man.
Worse.
For the worse.
Duh, what? Nobody could get this dude right.
Yo, me and wifey talking about this shit. You know what I'm saying? And she's like, yo, why did he do that? I'm like, look, man, when you get cracking your shit, everything seems like a good fucking idea. Nigga, high off crack, you know what? I'm gonna take my drawers off and run through this bitch.
I don't sell crack. I don't smoke crack, motherfucker. I sell it.
Yo, but I'm listening to some shit on Sirius, man. And the nigga was like, yo, the nigga went out in the hallway and seen a maid out there, right? Ducked off around the corner, took his panty drawers off.
Yo, I'm watching it right now. It's crazy.
Yo, then he runs. Yo, runs through the shit. Runs back and put his drawers back on, and then did his diddy bop back to the hotel room, man.
He ran back in his drawers. he got his ankle bracelet on too. Yo, how he get that white sock under his ankle bracelet? He got the long sock joint on. What, the mid quarters?
Yeah.
With the ankle bracelet around it.
Yo, he pulled it all the way up. He's supposed to roll that down.
Yo, the OGs, they put it under the sock. You know what I'm saying?
You can tell he been in jail quite a few times. He didn't got that perfected. He rolled that. He pull it up and then roll the sock up and scooch it down a little bit.
Yo, just think about how hard that is.
And he ain't got nothing but time.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? That's just time consuming, man. Damn.
Yo, he hit that corner like real quick. Threw the boxes down.
Drop them panty drawers.
Yo, he can never rap again, man. That video will never leave.
Man, he should have. He did the wrong thing, though. This is what I'm going to say. Because instead of running, that man should have came around the corner and just did a little jig.
fuck that bitch.
Yo, if you watch the video, did y'all watch the video?
Yeah.
When he started running, it looked like he was screaming, where my dogs at?
And it just my so dog, happened, man. Yo. We in the car and Party Up came on. The only thing that came in my head, y'all gonna make me take my drawers off up in here.
Off in here, off in here. Y'all gonna make me run all out. Yo, I think he got dared, though, because you see his boys in the background. One of his homeboys just fell out laughing.
No. That is not his boys.
No, that's his homeboys.
No, that's the worst support team known to man.
Like, let's get this on Vine and Instagram. Watch this shit. Watch this shit.
I bet you you won't do it. It looked like he came back like, I did it.
I did it.
You okay? Let me get a water or something.
I did it. Now give me the pipe. Golly, dude.
Come on, man. We got to do better, son.
Man, DMX is done, man.
Hey, which brings me to my next point. Don't smoke crack.
Crack is whack.
Yo, you ever seen a crackhead run?
Yeah.
Yo, that's not a myth when they be like, you ain't catching no crackhead.
Yo, them niggas be scooting.
Bruh. we seen a cop. The cops came over. This crackhead jumped out the window. I didn't even think he hit the ground. He just floated through the air.
Where?
In the Ville.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
He jumped out the window. We didn't even see him touch. I don't even think his feet touched the ground at all.
Were you in the house?
The cops just stood there. They was like, you know what? We can't even catch him. I was like, nah, y'all ain't catching him.
Hey, was he naked?
Nah. Well, we don't know. We just seen a streak.
Oh, you know, yeah, he was naked. Yeah, that nigga got, look, man, nigga got beat. He got boxed up, and they put the pit on him and set him in the corner. Real. And he was butt naked, bleeding and crying, yo, and the fucking, the dog got distracted. And nigga dove out the window, son, and took off. Nigga, all you heard was nigga feet hitting them rocks.
Crazy. God.
Gone. The Flash, yo, he would have got that role that day.
Hell yeah, yo. That nigga got the scooting, son. That shit was crazy.
And speaking of rappers, man, anybody seen Kanye on a Jimmy Fallon show?
I seen the pants and I just turned.
How do you diss Ray J? He dissed Ray J wearing a skirt.
That's the only thing that took away from it, man. Like, the shit he said was kind of cold. I was like, oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I'm about to go ahead and play it.
And then I seen his outfit and I was like, ah, God damn it, boy.
Man, you ruined it, Zay.
Never mind.
You ruined it, Yeezus. Hold on, let me pull this video. Oh, why do they always come up with these commercials, man?
I don't know. Yo, but that nigga words hold no merit in the street when you're wearing a nigga, and it looked like it was lace and shit.
Yeah, man. Dude. Instead of a tall tee, he had the tall skirt.
Hell yeah.
Why the whole crowd was? Why Charlie Wilson was dressed better than him?
Yo, Charlie Wilson can blow though, dude.
Weed, 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 nigga. That's gonna be
good. Yo, I didn't even want to hear Kanye no more.
Real, man. Uncle Charlie.
Here we go.
Ooh, man.
This is what I'm gonna play because I want to hear Charlie part too. Here we go. Yeah, Charlie got the head bob.
I know you're tired of loving. Nobody to love. Nobody, nobody. So just
play. That boy blowing.
Somebody, no leaving this party with nobody to love. Nobody, no.
Uh-huh, honey.
That's it. That's the new ad lib.
Uh-huh, honey.
Brandy little sister lame, man, he know it now.
Ooh.
Oh, shots, nigga. Bow.
Shots.
Bow, bow, bow.
Brandy little sister lame, and he know it now. I need Ray J back on that crack and get back on the Breakfast Club.
Oh, man, and bring out them booty goons, nigga.
Yeah, them booty goons, the 17 outdoor, indoor, swimming pools.
Yo, but the second part of that shit even cold, too, man.
Oh, because he let Charlie go off?
No. When he said that the next line, that nigga said, Brandy little sister lame, and he knew it now. You supposed, when a real nigga hold you down, you supposed to drown. I was like, damn, yay. Oh, this nigga wearing a skirt. Fuck that.
You ruined it.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, but, all right. You ever heard the full interview of Brandy little brother on the Breakfast Club?
Yeah, I believe so.
Where he said the booty goons' names?
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh, that's messed up, man.
That's some shit you probably shouldn't do, nigga.
That's why he missing now. They got him.
gooned him up. got all up in that nigga boy pussy for Zuzus and Wham Whams.
They hit him with that Gangstalicious.
You broke my heart, man.
Oh, man.
I was so
dumb. No, I like what he told Lil. Was it Riley? He was like, hey, man, like, help me or something. He's like, nigga, I'm 8.
Yo, nigga, have you seen the preview for that movie they're coming in on BET? Yo, it's a movie called Love, right? I guess he take his son and say, I'm gonna show you how to be a man. And he take nigga out in some field, they shoot the gun and shit. Well, they go somewhere and Common start fighting with a nigga that got a gun, and he tell this little boy, hey man, grab a gun.
Oh yeah, I seen that movie. It's called
Love, right?
Yeah, Love.
The only thing I keep thinking Netflix. In my mind is like, he's just like, hey man, you left me hanging. Nigga, I'm 6.
Yeah. Grab the gun. Come on, man.
Nigga, I'm a child. Nigga, I'm supposed to be doing this shit.
You over here committing child abuse.
Got me committing felonies at 6.
Really? Yo, you see when he had the little kid act like the boss?
Act like the boss.
Y'all seen the movie?
Nah.
Oh man. This is part of there where he got the little kid to run up on the drug dealers, like the little kid the boss, and he the goon, just standing behind him. Little man get hemmed up. The comedy ain't nowhere to be found. He hemmed up with him. They both crying on the ground.
Oh man.
I'm like, man, this is the worst.
You was a terrible father, nigga.
That was his nephew, right? Well, yeah, it's a nephew in the movie.
Well, hey, either way, dude, that shit was all bad.
I told you, I refuse to support black movies. So,
man, for real, dog, like,
cause I don't know how to say it, but it just seemed like when black folks get together to do movies, the quality is not there.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's lack of effort or if it's just that they really don't get the backing by Hollywood. Yeah. But I don't believe that's the case because, I mean, look at shit like Friday. Friday wasn't no big budget movie. You know what I'm saying? But everybody who worked on that was black. That was what I would consider, you know, a classic black film. But it was done well. You know what I'm saying?
Man, there's a bunch of good black films out there, though. They just don't get the recognition.
There are. But that's the thing. The ones that get the recognition are the ones that got, like, Marcus Houston and his Scream knockoff. Like, what?
Yeah. Come on.
What is this?
But, that's because they're in the spotlight, though.
But in the case of Friday, man, Friday got fucked all the way around. You know what I'm saying? And still did good, man, because it was basically a low-budget movie. You know what I'm saying? And they only put it in, like, I want to say, like, 75 theaters or 100 theaters when it first dropped.
And it started catching a buzz. That's when it blew up.
You know what I'm saying? And it still did the numbers. Like, the day that Friday dropped, I think one of them Spider-Mans came out, too.
No. What?
They did something that dumb?
And here's the thing. Spider-Man was in, like, 7,500 theaters.
You must be talking about Arachnophobia or something.
Now, it was one of them big-budget comic movies. Like, I mean comic book movies. And...
Back when the original Friday?
Yeah. It was some movie came out, man, and they put that bitch, it was in 7,500 theaters, and Friday was only in like 100, and Friday killed that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, it wasn't no Spider-Man, though. I ain't trying to throw shade, but it wasn't Spider-Man.
I mean, I remember that shit from a long time ago. I can't remember what movie it was, though.
I know I ain't that old where... Them two merged together.
Because if that came out when Spider-Man came out, we would have seen that next Friday.
Yeah. Shut up, nigga. No, but the thing about black movies, man, is it be so much stuff wrong with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
they put people in it just for their name and none of their acting ability.
Yeah, like... What was it? Did you see Auto War 2 when they put Tretch in there?
Oh hell no! I know. I ain't I ain't never heard of that. You know, what I'm saying? Like, all right, watched Jason's lyric the other day. Nigga, why they got all these New York niggas using
say,
these?
Say something works? Bad. Say something bad about Jason's lyric.
Yo, nigga, Tretch does the worst Houston accent I've ever heard.
That movie was good.
No, it wasn't.
Jason's lyric was a classic.
Man, Jason's lyric was a black movie on a big budget, nigga. That's
man,
it.
Whatever. Jason's lyrics had substance and.
Now, why are you kidding, nigga? All right, explain to me Jada Pinkett's haircut in that movie.
Ooh,
that was the style back then.
No, it wasn't. Nigga, I don't know what that was.
Man, why are we talking about old stuff?
See that?
Hey, speaking of hairdos, man. Now, I love Charlie Wilson, man. Uncle Charlie, that dude, man.
But shout out a tweet.
Yeah, but why look like he still got the same curl from the Gap Band days?
Hey, man, you ain't gonna talk about Charlie either. This is getting out of control.
Nah, because when he came out with the Gap Band, they was rocking sequin suits and
tassels.
Curls.
Tassels.
And I can't say nothing. He got her. So he went.
I'm saying, man, but like,
he went it, man.
The size and combed that curl back.
He about 67 and he got her.
Yeah, man, you can't do too much bad talking about Charlie though. Charlie,
prostate
cancer and all that stuff, and then
I still to the Gap Band, dog. I got
hell
the Gap
yeah.
greatest hits, and I still play that shit.
Like
Charlie can take anybody's girl with a sweetie do the tweet tweet.
Katie, give it to me one time. Get to me.
Shabba dabba tweet tweet tweet.
That shit,
boy. You stupid. Yo, man, I got a story though that I gotta talk about.
All right.
Well, let me get to the. Let me just play it. It might sound a little better.
A Tennessee woman is living an unusual nightmare after experiencing an allergic reaction to steroids taken for an asthma attack. For 2 years, she endured countless tests and treatments for the bumps covering her skin with no positive results until 2011, when doctors at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore discovered her skin produces a dozen times more skin cells in each hair follicle. Essentially, those hair follicles were producing nails instead of hair.
Yep, you heard it.
Whoa.
Duh, how you foul your whole head when the nail growing?
God damn.
You got nails on your head? Yeah, yo, you know you got to scratch your head and you just, it's a natural instinct? Ooh.
Yeah. Yo, that's crazy.
Nails yo, on your head, bruh.
But that give a haircut a whole new meaning, dog.
Like, instead of going to get a haircut, she gonna get her nails did.
You know what I'm saying?
She had salon.
Is it
a nail salon?
A headicure?
Yep. There you
bing,
go.
Bang, boom. Bing, bang, boom.
Did she get it painted? I'd get mine painted.
Oh.
Look like a mohawk.
Did she get it painted? Painted with highlights in it and shit, too. She got yellow nail polish in her hair.
Yeah, she got her forehead rested that where everybody else is getting their toes and hands done.
You see, she's sitting upside down. God damn it.
Wait a minute. Does she got to pay for two? Like, to get her nails, like her feet done and her head, is it one price or is that two separate calls?
That's two calls.
Dang, that's three because she got to get the hands too.
Hey, dude, they gotta fuck with her forehead to push her cuticle back?
Now, above that, I just wear a do-rag.
Now you gonna cut right through that shit.
Why your do-rag so lumpy?
I just wear a light do-rag, like, not tie it too tight.
Get you one of them wigs or something, man. That's crazy. I ain't never heard no shit like that.
Yeah, man, there's some crazy stuff going on in the world, man.
Oh, speaking of that, nigga, Detroit go hard. I hope y'all can hear this shit. Let me play this, see if y'all can hear it.
We are following breaking news. Just after 8 o'clock this morning,
yeah.
A prisoner escaped from Frank Murphy Hall of Justice building in downtown Detroit. It's been an ongoing saga. He stabbed a deputy who is now in the hospital. The prisoner is still on the loose. Fox 2's Roop Raj live with the latest details. The story, we keep getting more and more information.
All right, first of all, I got to say, the reporter's name is Roop Raj. R-O-O-P.
Oh, God.
R-A-J. Roop Raj. Let's continue.
Roop.
Yeah, and the latest information right now is that there is a difference between the name that he goes by and his actual name. Derek White is how we have known him all morning long, according to Detroit police. His name, though, actually is Anthony Pearson, a.k.a. Derek White. Call him what you want. He's dangerous. I want to show you a picture right now of what he looks like. You mentioned it. You said it. He was upstairs on the 7th floor, apparently overpowering an officer using a comb. He actually fastened a comb into a weapon, stabbing an on-duty deputy over and over again, a deputy who was transporting him from one part of a holding cell into the courtroom. It happened in the holding cell. Two other prisoners were watching when he started stabbing this deputy with a comb. That deputy was overcome. He then grabs his uniform, grabs the keys, goes out the door, acting as though he's a sheriff's deputy, uses the keys, gets in the elevator, comes out, and then carjacks a woman and takes that car a short ways away. Now, that woman is going to be okay. That sheriff deputy is going to be okay as well. In the meantime, though, he's still on the loose. And so the big question is...
Nigga.
Wow.
Did he sharpen up the comb?
Yeah.
He made a shank out of it.
Now, I want y'all to give me y'all description of what this nigga look like.
Root Rods or Anthony Pearson?
Yeah, this crazy motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah.
He looked like that black dude, Beetlejuice.
No. Yo, give me, like, you know what I'm saying, how much he weigh, how tall he is, what you think that shit is.
The way you asked that question made me think he like 4'10".
300 pounds.
This nigga's 5'6". And weigh a buck 55.
Get your life.
And he overpowered the cop.
For real, son. What's going on, man?
Did they show the cop?
Nah, they ain't never show the cop, yo.
I bet you he's one of them donut eating suckers.
I know. He probably got him while he was in the midst of eating a donut.
Donut, you know. Nigga distracted that nigga with a bear claw and beat his ass, nigga.
Hey man, you've been doing a good job. Here you go. Got your ass.
Ew. No,
exercise is at 5. Voluntarily, he come in at 7:30 with a box of donuts.
What? And be mad when them niggas ain't done. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Y'all still getting it in, huh?
It's like that lady I seen yesterday in the gym. Everybody in the gym working it out, and there's a little play area for the kids. She over there in the kid area with a laptop, weigh at least 325. Mm-hmm. Looking at us with the side eye like we crazy.
Would you take workout advice from her?
If she knew what she was talking about, she got the internet, she can Google something. I'm like, hey, what I need to hit on this treadmill, she can Google it right there. Bloop, 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 to burn fat, hit this.
Oh, man.
I was hitting her with that side eye though, and every time she looked, I kept going faster.
Get your ass on this treadmill.
Nigga, did she bite a donut every time you looked at her?
She probably had some Kool-Aid or something hitting on the side that she was sipping on.
She said she kept looking at that nigga. She was probably looking at you like you some sweaty meat or something. Nigga, like she was about sausage. To jump on your ass.
Like he was that pancake wrapped in sausage he was eating the other day.
I like that one.
Man, I ran out of them cakes, man. Yo, speak. What?
He said, Anytime I don't do that shit, it'd be so funny.
It was so good.
I like that one.
Yo, speaking of cops, man, I seen a video of it was six dudes in a holding cell, all handcuffed, and two of them got into an altercation, and they started kicking. So it was a kick fest in there. So all the dudes joined in, kicking the one dude. Man, it was so funny, man. Dude did a backspin kick. Then they just start putting them feet to that man. He was by himself, man. Like, damn, he cannot defend himself.
What was that on? Don't Be a Menace when they did that?
Stomping
old boy.
And the cops ran in there throwing people out the way. Man, got kicked to death on tape.
Yo, how far them fucking cops be from that cell, man?
Man, I think they just be watching and laughing.
For real, because that every cell, every one of them holding the cell got a camera in it. And it always take the biggest 15 to 20 minutes to get back there with somebody getting their ass whooped.
They be taking bets. I got the one with the tattoos.
I got the black one. Come on, man. You got to be more specific.
Y'all hear the Twitter news of the week?
What's that?
Your boy Gucci Mane.
Oh,
lighten it up.
Man. Stop. Does a grown man really talk like that?
No, nigga.
I mean, I know he talks like that, but does he type like that for real?
That's fucked up, man.
This dude said he slept with Nicki Minaj. He's messing with Keisha. Ran a train on Keisha Cole.
Oh, with Keisha Monica. Cole?
He called out. He said Waka Flocka's mom was sucking him off. Fantasia.
Yo, I know he's talking about Black China. Tiger Baby Mama.
Yeah, Tiger Baby. Tiger put text up. That's why I was like, that kind of confirmed. Like, man, it's got to be Gucci Mane. Because the same text he sent to Tiger was in the same format. He was texting in, tweeting in. Fantasia was on there. Sierra, he said he wanted to smash a little Tiny.
What's wrong with this nigga, man?
Rihanna. Nicki Minaj is blasting back at him, though.
Yeah. Yo, that shit Tiger put out, man, said that nigga got a strand of AIDS that fuck with your mind.
Yeah, dang.
Now we getting different classes of AIDS now?
Yeah, man, I don't know what the fuck going on, B.
And then Rocco. Rocco tweeted, I'm outside your house right now. I don't need nobody. I'm real this, real that. Stand up, pop, pop, boom, boom. And then, like, a tweet later, I'm in Miami for the night. I'm like, what? Oh. You ain't even wait a few hours later.
Nigga, this shit say 17 minutes, nigga. You already in Miami.
That mug turned his location off of that one tweet and then cut it back on.
He said, me and Walker smash Nicki. That's nothing. That's nothing.
Yo, he did that shit so foul treated, man. And nigga's like, he was in a mouth and Walker was in her ass, nigga.
Man, this dude is wildin'. And then didn't he? I think he did come out and say it was hacked because I seen people saying it wasn't hacked.
No, let's not do that, son.
Nah, no.
We already established that shit don't work.
Tried to say he was sleep. I'm sleep. Come on, dude.
Oh, he tried to say he was sleep.
Well, yeah. I'm like, first off, how you have that much stuff going on and you don't know somebody got your phone?
Yeah, and ain't nobody try to hit you up or nothing.
Like, hey, man.
Sneak, hey man, your shit's fucked. Nigga been on your phone for 6 days.
I was asleep.
My that's phone? Like,
that's like Bob Deep when he said he left his phone at the gas station.
Yeah.
At the gas station.
I was like, come on, have it for real, dude. For real. Yeah, he was in on Prodigy. He was like, nah, man, I left my phone in the gas station and somebody got it. And you didn't think at all to call and cancel.
Look, man, I'm more mad at a Prodigy for accepting that bullshit excuse.
Man, why Sprint Customer Care still trying to talk to me? Because you know the new iPhone 5S dropped today.
Oh, yeah. Did it?
So I tweeted, the iPhone is a brick on Sprint, shaking my head. And I added Sprint. And now ooh. Customer Care is over here.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Man.
Hey, man. We can't have this. We need your zip code and take a closer look.
Hell no.
Hey, ain't with that. Hey, man.
Cut that shit. You're saying, hey, man. Come on. Hey. Now.
Cut that out.
Yo, I had a good one, man. Where that shit go?
Oh, this happened to me twice. The first time I was watching one of them B movies on Netflix. And there was some movie about they was like stuck in a cabin. It was horrible. So I'm killing this movie on Twitter. The dude who produced the movie, came up with the movie Everything, tweeted me like, hey man, if you watch more than you tweet, maybe it wouldn't be as bad.
Whoa, you serious?
Like, yeah. So I went to his page, like, who is this? And it was the dude, he had like promoting it, he had the background, everything, the producer. I was dying laughing.
Damn.
It was a B movie?
Yeah.
Niggas trolling Twitter and shit. God damn.
Because I was putting it, you know, I was doing the hashtag title of the movie.
Yeah.
And homeboy found me, man. I was like, nah, bro, your movie. I was like, dude, nah, we do this all the time. That's what you do on Twitter.
Yeah.
You watch something and you
throw a nigga up
it.
Under the bus, my nigga. That's yeah.
I was like, you know what I'm saying? Sharknado people was tweeting all through it. And that's how it popped off. Mm-hmm. Like, your movie's horrible, bro.
Sorry.
Make a better quality product. We wouldn't be having this discussion.
Hell no, yo. That's like, all right. Well then, I ain't tripping no more then, man. Cause Life Jenny was on Facebook talking about he gonna call everybody that buys the album in the first week.
Phone call. Hey mama,
Thank you.
Man, it used to be dope too, man.
That scratchy ass voice.
Yo, that first CD when
that
it was
first CD.
Monster,
son. Yeah.
Yep.
Beast after that,
mode. I don't know what happened, son.
Yo.
Hey, man, did y'all hear about them two Chicago females?
What was they doing?
Like, they raped a nigga at gunpoint.
A dude?
Oh, yeah.
Yo, nigga was walking home from work or some shit. Shorty called him into the car, right? Put the hammer to him. Was like, yo, get in the back. Take your pants off. You're going to fuck my homegirl.
What?
Yeah, I seen that story.
Look here, baby girl. The gun is not necessary.
I know. We could have did this for free.
Yo, but then they said the nigga, they put the nigga out of the car and kept his pants. And got to run down the street naked and shit.
DMX'd him.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
he was like,
DMX'd him. That's fucked up.
He had to be. He had to be light skinned.
No, I nigga had to be gay. It's not funny. I find nothing of that amusing.
They said the chick worked at like Applebee's or something like that.
Yeah. Like, yo, that's crazy. Nigga, why is y'all raping niggas, man? Like, first of all, I'm pretty sure if you ask a nigga, hey, you want some ass, he gonna say yeah.
Yeah.
You know, sooner or later, you ask five guys, four of them gonna be like, bet. You know what I'm saying? The gun is not necessary, man.
That is nuts, man. What's wrong with this world? What's going on for real?
Man.
We don't look together as a unit.
For real, yo. We niggas got on different colors and everything, man. We just out here clowning. That's it.
Yeah, it provides a good source of entertainment for us.
Hell yeah, nigga.
Check this out right here. Richard Thomas, 27, collapsed and had to be admitted to a hospital when Manchester police told him about his victim's condition after the attack in July. Thomas broke into the house of the woman whom he knew and forced himself on her while she was asleep. The victim, who lives in Lee, Manchester, had taken a sleeping pill shortly before the attack. She woke up to find him raping her. Thomas knew the woman had a medical condition but was ignorant of the underlying cause. The Bolton News reported he had been drinking and taking drugs earlier that day. Thomas admitted raping the woman after saying she would not lie. She tells the truth. If she says I have done it, I have done it. The woman had AIDS.
Ooh, got him, coach.
Yeah. Ooh, kill him. Ooh, kill him. Ooh.
That's literal.
Yeah,
that's literally going to kill him.
Uh-huh, he got it in.
You left with more than you came with, playboy.
That's crazy, man.
Yo, nigga, how
for that cat though?
How what? Fucked up is your life, B? That you, first of all, you out here raping people, nigga. That's a problem in itself. Uh-huh. And then you raped the one person you know that got AIDS. God damn.
God.
Your life is shit, man. Like
they didn't put him in jail. They was like, nah, you good.
You good. And look,
we're not gonna worry about it.
The fact that he didn't remember doing it, that means, nigga, you didn't even enjoy that shit.
Oh, man.
Nah, that's one of them dumb excuses.
Nigga, you confess to it, though. If she say I did it, I did it.
Yeah, that's just one of them, you know. He didn't have nothing else to go with.
Yeah. Yo, but hey, did y'all see that dude that confessed on YouTube? He was drunk driving and killed the guy.
Yeah, I have seen that one.
Yeah, and the police never caught up to him.
What?
And he confessed on YouTube before he was charged. Like, I think he just went to court today.
What an idiot.
I mean, he put a big ass speech, yo. And he's like, yo, I will fulfill my responsibility. I will own up to what I did and shit. I was like, damn, B, that's some for real shit.
So was he confessing, just waiting for the cops to come pick him up?
I guess. I don't know, man. I don't know why he did the video.
Said his conscience got to him, and he was just like, man, I went to the fam, so.
Like G-Dep? He was already ready on eggs and
suspicious. That's just literally
Yeah, that nigga was hungry.
And man.
Stay.
Speaking of confessing, y'all heard about the Instagrammer tips off NYPD to the largest gun bust ever? Mm-mm. All right, the New York Police Department announced Monday the seizure of 254 guns as part of an illegal gun smuggling ring that transported weapons to the city from North and South Carolina. In total, they got 19 suspects have been indicted on 552 total counts of conspiracy, criminal sale of firearm, criminal possession of weapon charge, as a result of a 10-month investigation. All because an aspiring rapper from Brooklyn, 26-year-old Matthew Nino Best, uploaded the incriminating picture to the popular photo-sharing service during the course of working with gun smugglers. This dude was, like, making the exchange and tweeted, what did he put on it? No, what did he put on Instagram? The chorus of one of the songs, Getting Money, you can see I shine, you can tell a D-boy by the way I grind. And had pictures of bags of money and the guns.
There is no words, because, I mean, they keep snitching on themselves, and they wonder why they get caught.
Yo, like, somebody put on this picture, wow, this made the news. Hope you beat it. And put hashtag free.
God damn it.
Dang, what an idiot, man.
This is dumb.
They had all that stuff locked down, too. They probably looked that stuff up on Google and was like, he had these coordinates. Get him.
Like, yo, niggas always talking about that snitches get stitches and no snitches. Y'all niggas telling your fucking self, man.
Yourself.
Niggas, stop it, man.
Hey, you can't tell nobody nothing. You can't keep a secret. You snitched on yourself. Come on, dude.
For real, nigga. Like, nigga, why you mad at me, nigga? You snitched on your goddamn self. Stupid ass. Oh, I hate dumb motherfuckers, man.
Hey, man, they got to get that money, man. We out here moving, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get down, man. Throw it up.
Yo, nigga, they still fucking with Miley Cyrus, man.
Yo, man, shout out to Miley Cyrus, man. Oh, that's another thing I want to talk about. Okay, guys. I'm hearing a lot of people getting angry because they're saying Miley Cyrus invented twerking.
No.
You know what? Thank you, Miley Cyrus. You can have twerking. Yes, you invented it. Anybody listen to this? Miley Cyrus invented it. Why are you fighting over some hood rat backwoods? Like, really? That's what you want to claim?
Yo, for real, yo. That's what you want to do. And watching this shit today, they talking about Miley Cyrus and twerking and shit. The dude was like, oh, twerking's just a fad. It'll be gone by next month. Nigga, do you know how long twerking been around?
Forever,
dog. Like, the fact that you niggas just caught on to it makes it a fucking fad, son.
Wait a minute. No, twerking. Miley Cyrus.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I was thinking of something else.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus started twerking.
Yeah, my bad. We were thinking of
2013. Sorry.
Yeah, we were thinking of Diddy bopping.
Oh, there you go. There you go. The WAP. We're thinking about the WAP.
We're mistaken. We were wrong.
Oh. And I got one for you. Here we go.
South Rangers!
Tony Christina Jenkins. Y'all heard about this?
Nuh-uh.
Was it Tony? Yeah, Tony Christina Jenkins, a server at a Tennessee Red Lobster, received a racist slur in the tip section of a receipt from the customer.
Oh, my God. Yes, I have seen this one.
What?
Right.
The check amount is $44.53. The tip? None, nigger.
Wow.
It was a hard R, too.
None.
Wow.
And she put it on Facebook and put, this is what I got as a tip last night. So happy to live in the proud southern states. God bless America, land of the free, and home of the low-class races of Tennessee.
Damn, B.
None, nigger.
He probably did that and ran.
God. Oh, yeah, you know, you noticed, you know, said it was after he paid. Nigga, you feel it with your pussy ass, nigga. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they bring you to thank you. You know what I'm saying? Have a good night, whatever. She's gone. Ride it, bro.
Ride it, bro.
And dip, you fucking faggots, man.
You probably look at the tape. They ran out that mug.
You know what I'm saying? Pussy ass. Fuck out of here, man. And you know what? I bet the Mexicans in the back fucked up their food anyway, nigga.
Why they gotta be Mexicans in the back, man?
Man, have you ever been to Red Lobster?
No, I've been there once, but I was little. I don't even remember.
Yeah,
I keep hearing about the Cheddar Bays, but I don't remember.
Man, them Cheddar Biscuits, son, I'm telling you. Them Cheddar Biscuits, man. Shit is good. But yeah, that's fuck, man. I don't even want to hear about that bullshit, man. You punk ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
But, do y'all follow the URL?
What?
What? The URL on MTV?
The Ultimate Rap League.
Stop it.
I've seen a few of them.
Okay. You know who Math Hoffa is?
Yeah.
You know who Sirius Jones is?
Uh-huh. I know Sirius Jones.
Okay. Summer Madness 3 was a couple days ago.
Uh-huh.
Well, Sirius Jones was going against Math Hoffa. And I don't know. They don't have it. They refused to put the video out. But whatever Sirius Jones said, Math Hoffa felt a certain kind of way. And he punched that nigga.
For real?
Oh, you mad because I'm styling on you?
Oh, yeah. He punched that nigga. And it shut the whole shit down.
Dang.
Like, and nigga, that wasn't the last battle. Like, the shit niggas came to see, he fucked that up, right? But, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody got a camera now, so they in the crowd. Some nigga from Brooklyn, like, yeah, nigga, Math Hoffa, nigga, punch that nigga. He knocked that nigga the fuck out. Yeah, no, that ain't happened. Not at all. He punched a nigga and ran.
Oh, man, he did a Saigon.
Oh, yeah, man.
On some bitch shit, right? But here's the thing about it, though, right? Niggas is like, yo, why you do that now? Why you wait till you in New York and this nigga say some shit that you don't like and you hit him? When your ass was in California battling a nigga and that nigga poured some water on your shoes and shit, you ain't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, why you do that here? Like, nigga, that sound like some old clown shit to me, man. Like, nigga, you ain't as real as you think you are, nigga.
Wait till he has some backup.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Wait till he at home. You know niggas gonna support him on that shit. Yo, man. Pussy shit is pussy shit, dog. Don't do that shit.
Don't do it.
No new friends.
Man, that's whack. I need new friends. You got a bunch of old friends not doing nothing. You're gonna need some new ones.
No, no, no.
This is one cat. I forgot his name. I followed him on Facebook. That dude was sick.
On the URL?
I mean, on Twitter, yeah. I forgot his name, though, man.
It's a couple of niggas I like.
What's that cat from St. Louis name?
A-Verb?
Yeah, he dope.
Yeah, A-Verb is cool in St. Louis. Everywhere else, man, A-Verb get demolished, dog.
Man, when I was watching it, he was killing everybody.
Yo, Hitman Holler from St. Louis is dope. I fucks with T-Rex and K-Shine from Harlem. The dude, Hollow the Don, that nigga's ill. John the Don is pretty cool too, man.
Man, ain't none of them dope, but you gonna get this work.
Oh, yo, Loaded motherfucker. Loaded Lux, nigga.
You go get this work.
Yo, I've been fucking with Lux since the 90s, though. You know what I'm saying? Lux been that dude, man.
Man, I got off battle rapping, like, when I was 12. I watch, like, here and there, but it'd be, like, the same stuff to me.
Yeah, like, especially after Loda Lux killed that boy like that. But A-Verb, like, he tried to say Loaded Lux stole his style and shit, man. But nigga, that's when you battling somebody, you want to bring up personal shit and kill him with it. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
But A-Verb went up against Hitman Holler. Now them niggas is cool. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. They was battling in St. Louis, and he was the whole third round. A-Verb was talking about how fake this nigga is. Like, nigga, you claiming that blood gang and shit, and when you do that, nigga, that's disrespectful to a real nigga like me and shit, right? And at the end of it, he said, "Ayo, Big Gerald," which is Hitman Holler's father. And then he goes like, yeah. He's like, now that's how you talk to your son. I was like, oh, shit. That shit was so ill, nigga. He's like, hey, yo, Big Gerald. Yeah. Now that's how you talk to your son. Nigga, I was like, damn. Battle over, nigga. You're done.
Yeah. And we're going to wrap this up.
You know,
go ahead and unplug all this shit. We're done here.
Cut the lights out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody take one chair when they leave.
Y'all seen the new Miley Cyrus video, the naked joint?
Nope. Yeah, I did. No, I didn't see the video. I just seen they was talking about it on TV everywhere today.
Yeah, she was on a destruction ball naked.
A destruction ball?
What are them balls? One of them balls that wrecking balls.
A wrecking ball. There you go.
Man,
there.
Destruction, wrecking, that's the same thing.
But here's the thing, right? They talking about her being naked. Nigga, why? What different... Bitches have been getting naked forever, nigga. In movies, Madonna was a whore for a little while. Lady Gaga's fucking nuts, nigga. She will do anything. Why is it such a big deal that Miley Cyrus is getting naked, man?
Because she used to be Hannah Montana.
Nigga, kids grow the fuck up.
Hannah Montana.
I don't care.
And the fact that the bitch looked like a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah.
It's even worse.
Yo, you ain't going to talk about Miley like that. Her voice is mad deep, though.
And that underdeveloped booty, man, is disgusting.
Oh, man, underdeveloped. All she got to do is go get that surgery.
Nah, nigga, she would look so distorted with a big ass, man.
And put a fix-a-flat up in there.
Oh, man.
Shabba-dabba-tweet-tweet-tweet.
That's illegal, man.
Hey, man. Nah, man. You know what, though? I don't know why she's getting so much burn. And then they complain about it. It's like, is this what she want to do? Let her do that shit. Let her lose all her little marbles. That way she could be like Amanda Bynes and the rest of them cats. And who cares? That should be Billy Ray's problem, in all honesty.
But, nigga, what is she doing? She's not doing nothing new. They've been doing this shit for years.
Yeah.
Media, the same media that's shitting on her has made bitches famous for the same thing. Why is Kim Kardashian America's fucking sweetheart, nigga? She got fucked by a B-roll nigga, and now she's famous. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, who's the B-roll?
Brandy
little sister.
Man, he was A-roll when he did that, man. He had a TV show. Everybody who wasn't watching Looking for Love with Ray J?
Nigga, everybody.
Everybody's watching that, man.
Everybody's watching it, dog.
And he had the song out. What was the hit song back then?
I wish.
There never
was. Yeah. When I was with a young boy and it said that loved you first. It was about
you sound about like you did on that track, though.
Yeah,
that,
yeah, man.
That was full of struggle.
And he was never nothing but Brandy's little brother, man.
Nah, man. Ray J was out there, man.
Hey, Ray J had so much potential. That's the part that get me about him. Because you remember that joint he did on the Set It Off soundtrack?
No.
That Everything You Want? There you go.
No, really, I don't.
It's a song called Everything That You Want that was pretty dope that he did.
Hold on, let me see. I question his taste in music, so. Everything You Want, Ray J,
you
too. See,
you got questionable taste in music.
I hate this dude, man.
Like, yo, I say that shit to myself so many times, really. I hate this thing.
Like, I gotta run my opinion through him on shit.
Why sound like Kendrick Lamar?
Because that's not the right song.
This is it.
Oh, it is it. Never mind. That's the beginning.
Wait, what's all this talking? Really? This song? This is the song you gave him potential for? Yeah. Listen to this beat. Sound like Fisher Price, my first beat.
That nigga sound like Brandy.
Really?
What was the time frame of it? What was it?
Now you want to go to the top? No, that was horrible.
Hey, man, kiss my whole entire ass.
Entire ass.
You see KD bobbing his head rolling down the street, and it ain't that dude.
Oh, man.
Yo.
Wait a minute was better than that.
I know.
I'm done this show. And we're out.
Nigga drops the mic. God damn.
That song was Donkey Cheeks.
At least you got questionable taste.
So we've established this. My music opinion don't count. So I'm quiet.
Oh, man.
Yo, man, I got to hit y'all with the Angelo Reed.
Bum, 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 bum.
The Poetry Corner. And that boy had them slave hands.
Hey, man. You stop talking about my nigga fingers.
Woo. He fouled his nails with the palm of his other hand.
That shit wasn't funny, cool.
This one is entitled Thug Rap Raw.
What?
You know, Thug Rap Raw. A little something put together for the rawness.
Okay.
All right. I saw, I bust down walls, bathroom stall, who pooted, no toilet paper, make it rain, ones, pick them up, wipe, I'll do it, hell I had to, wasn't glad to, hey boo, what you looking at me, I'm looking at you, what you wanna do, I'm free, no chains, spit bars like Bane, my love, do you ever dream of candy coated mollies, not raindrops, who got the mop, in the bathroom stall, I miss the toilet, air it out, this real, this rap, this raw. Laying up in Costa Rica with a Boricua. She a super freaker. Hasta la vista. Thank you
so much.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all I get? Oh, okay. Here we go. Here we go. Bow. Bow.
Shout out a tweet, tweet, tweet.
Hey, man. I listened to, Breath Ain't Cool today, Doug, and it's still good, man. It's still good.
I was thinking that the other day.
Yeah, that's just one of my favorites, man, for real.
Somebody came up to me the other day, somebody I worked with, was like, hey, man, did you really say from, what did you say? He said, did you really say I bought you Monistat 7 and Kotex 2?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. That was, he was like, bruh. I walked. He was like, man, I had to go to the store and buy my wife some, and I died laughing.
Hell no, nah, nigga. That's a little bit too much information, nigga. Your wife is at the crib having problems, nigga. You don't need to tell people that shit.
I know, like, rip. Thanks, bro.
For real, man. Oh, man. Yo, this is not a funny story, but it's funny to me because I'm an asshole. I think her name is Primula Lay, and I forgot where it was at, but her family says she was never a prankster. She wasn't really into that type of thing, but this one day she decides to hide in a closet and scare her brother when he comes in the house. Well, her brother didn't come in the house alone. When she popped out the closet, man, the brother homeboy shot her.
What?
Oh, man.
Why you rolling up in my house with a gun anyway? Wait, did she die?
Yeah, nigga.
And you laughing?
Come on, man.
No, that's not funny, man.
That's kind of funny, man. You jump out of the closet and scare somebody, and nigga, shots fired, dog.
That stone. Forget that yo at gmail.com.
Hey, man. Rest Katie. In peace. God bless all that, man, but that shit is fucked. Like, yo, you seen somebody scared, somebody get punched in the face, right?
Yeah.
Nigga, how scared was you that you went to the pistol, nigga? God damn.
That man nerves is all bad.
What you mean? Well, he didn't go to the... He was walking through the house with the pistol out, loaded. For her to just jump out and get shot.
Just this holding dude, the hammer, man.
Man, he walking around the paranoid homeboy.
Yeah, man. Hey. That I know that happened to somebody.
What?
Oh, man.
Somebody killed somebody like that.
Dang. Just walk around with the pistol loaded.
Yo, he was in the back. He had worked a double shift. He was in the back in his room cleaning his gun. And some people walked into his house. He's like, hey, man, y'all need to calm down. I'm back here cleaning my gun and shit. And they started making noise. He walked in. Dude jumped out at him. Hammer went off, man.
Bang, bang.
Dang.
Yeah, that's why you don't play with folks at certain times. Man. Like,
a certain somebody was cleaning a loaded gun. Almost got me.
Who?
Why is it a certain you know someone who? Like it's somebody? Oh.
Dizzle?
Dizzle.
KD?
No.
Oh, I'm about to say, boy, goddamn.
At the crib, man.
Oh, I knew who that was.
Why you cleaning a loaded gun, dude?
Hey.
In the closet. When I tell you. All right, Candace was in the back room.
Wait, wait, wait. He was in the closet?
Yeah. Yes. You know we had the big closets, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, so Candace in the room. And you know me, I'm a clown. I like messing with people.
Yeah.
So I'm walking in the room. I'm messing with her. All you hear is this loud bang. And I grab my head because something touched me. And that's when I had a high top fade. So it went through my box.
Oh, shit.
So I would grab my head because I'm like, yo, something just. Then we put two and two together. I look at the wall.
Hole.
Through the door, it's a hole. I open the door, it's a hole in the wall. I'm like, yo, this dude just. Then I look at the other side, that's a hole. I'm like, yo, this dude just shot. Almost died on leave.
Yeah, I almost died.
I'm on leave from the military. Almost. Hey, do you still get the money if you don't leave and die?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I almost died, dude. Yo, you know, he came out. He came out the room crazy. I didn't mean to do it. This dude had. He was dressed like Rambo. He had two guns, and he had the. You know, you got the. Where Rambo used to put the bullets cross X on his chest.
Yeah.
He had the bullets on his chest. He was like, call the cops. I'm ready to die. He was standing outside with the guns and no, it was crazy.
I had a non-flashback. God, Tomati.
Never been,
man. But he got so many stories, though.
About it. Nigga, you know how many of my homeboys was like, hey, man, your cousin was in Nam. Nigga, no. Where you hear some shit like that? Nigga, from him. I was like, what the fuck?
Bro, he had grenades and military detonators. Oh,
man, nigga, you couldn't.
Oh, man.
When you walked in that room, my nigga, no matter where you sat, you was on a gun. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, nigga, you was on something that could kill somebody straight up.
Damn. He had ninja stars.
Nigga, the room was the size of a cell. And nigga, it was guns everywhere, dog.
Everywhere.
Knives, nigga, attack dogs.
Oh, man. And you had to shoot too.
Yeah, nigga had a tank under the bed for some reason. I don't know, man.
So that whole tank.
Like you'll be laying down, you know what I'm saying, just relaxing. He'll come out the room with a gun and just throw it to you. Go shoot. I'm like, what you gonna do? He got a gun in his hand too. All right, I'm
like, nigga, hey, let's go kill this bird, nigga. Fuck.
Let me get my shoes on real quick. Let me find these slippers.
Yo, I went down to my granddad's one time. Him and Terry are sitting on the back porch. And niggas, yo, both of them said to me, if you see it, you gotta shoot it. I was like, what? And if anything ain't no moving in the woods, nigga, you better kill it. Yo, hey, one time, man, we almost lost Juwayne, homie.
Dang.
Yo, me and Juwayne down at my granddad's crib, I find the 20 gauge behind the door. You know what I'm saying? Pull that bitch out, just pointing it, fucking around. Pointed out, I got it aimed at Juwayne's noggin, my nigga. And something was like, nigga, don't pull that trigger, man. So I eased off of it, man. Opened it up. Sure enough, that shit was loaded, man.
Dang.
Nigga, I almost killed my little brother, nigga.
This dude.
Goon tendencies out the womb. Come
on, man. Oh.
Speaking of scaring, though. Remember that time we was back in the dorms, and I didn't notice until recently, but said when I had that black hoodie that you couldn't see nothing.
Yeah.
And we were sneaking in people's rooms and had the black light camera. Remember we got Brandy and Madeline?
Yeah.
Well, I just found out that we scared both of them, but they said Brandy shat on herself.
Oh,
what? Oh, man, they should. They They did a good job not letting that out.
Y'all really scared the shit out somebody. That's fucked up.
Bruh, we had... Remember, Landry had the scream mask on. We busting in people's room. He doing push-ups with the Grim Reaper outfit on. Yes. Scream mask. Then we had dudes on the basketball court hooping. This fool ran through the court, took the basketball...
Ball and kept going.
Kept going. Nah, we need that. We got to upload that footage. He got all that footage.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Y'all niggas was bored.
Yeah, was bored. Super bored.
But check this out. I got a, you know what I'm saying? I've been working out a lot, drinking a lot of water, trying to keep it regular and normal. So I got to take a bathroom break, and I'm going to go out to Feel So Good by Davina.
No.
Yeah.
I ain't never get that Death Life, man.
Oh, man, I ain't heard that yet. But Feel So Good by Davina.
Oh, he taking it back to Davina? Okay.
Davina, future Raekwon. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people ain't even heard this before.
Oh, it's a new song. Never mind. I'm thinking of something.
No, this is old. This way back in the day.
Yeah, nah, this old right here.
You said Future?
No, Future. Featuring Raekwon.
Oh, I was about to say Future.
If you ever hear me say Future.
That's why I shut down like that. I was like, wait a minute. No.
Just come take my entire computer.
Yeah, that used to be the cut right there.
And we'll be back on Forget That Your Radio with the NFL picks and... Dr. Luscious Love. Ow.
Ow.
Don't forget to say the ow.
Shabba-dabba, tweet, tweet, tweet.
You are now listening to Forget That Yo Radio.
Yo! Yo! Yo!
Damn, your loving got me tranked out. The handkerchief out, we walk the bank route. Shorty, be careful with your link out. Miss Fendi girl, Wimbledon chick, who rock a stick shift. Photogenic, crazy athletic, medic whip. Tinted, using your mind, that's the jewel of life. Science is right, walking the righteous path. Peace, God, love your man. So when you're zoning from the head start, we blessing your heart. Peace, I'm out of here, girl. Check out the best part.
Never have I been so mystified.
Close to everything.
Is he gonna rap or just talk?
Hold on, nigga.
Why is it so loud?
Because it's right by the mic.
Oh, that sounds horrible. Yeah, that's an old bag of baked Doritos.
Huh?
That's an old bag of baked Doritos.
Man, you gotta hear that shit, dog. Just listen
I know part two is dope.
It sound like AJ Dress Dog terrible.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Nah, yo, and the nigga actually talking about something, nigga.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, y'all know what time it is?
No.
Anybody know what time it is?
9:48.
Cue the music! NFL. What a great week. The way to start it off. Not for me, though. I think y'all rigged my picks.
Nigga, you picked them.
You picked them.
Y'all was swaying my picks.
How?
I don't know how. I don't even know how I let y'all do this to me. But this never happened again. After week one, I came in at a 9-7.
Boom.
Stone 12-4.
Yeah.
And KD 11-5.
I'll take
that. That's Stone on top.
That's Ant one step closer than skinny jeans.
Yes.
Them
yes.
Slim pickings.
Stone on top, nigga. I'm gonna revel it, y'all. Y'all will never hear the end of this, nigga.
Nah, you gonna have to put an end to that after next week.
Yeah, no, y'all will never. I was on top once, nigga. Last year, it never happened. Y'all will never hear that. So what, nigga? I won the first week, nigga. That's all you gonna get from now on.
Week six, he gonna be like 32 and 65. He gonna be like, hey man, I had week one.
Y'all still fuck won y'all. Week one, nigga. Fuck y'all. Straight damn, up.
Week one is like preseason out, okay?
Hey, eat a dick old nigga.
Well, we moving into week two. You know what I'm saying? Let me get this ready. Yeah, last week I lost all the picks and I had to go back and write all these joints back down.
And let's not forget that the Glazed Hams take on kill him. But get there, your fantasy league this week. So, head to head matchup. So, we're going to see how next week is going to go. Because it's either going to go really bad or really good. If Ant ain't talking next week, then I'm going to be good.
Oh, nah, man. Me and Ant ain't talking next week anyway.
No, I'm just saying. The next episode.
No. I'm talking about the next show. We ain't talking regardless, nigga, because the Chiefs play the Cowboys.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So y'all gonna be head up. Ooh.
So I'm gonna say fuck you in advance. Either way you go.
Yo, I forgot about the fantasy. Yo, we gotta clown people. All right, let's do that after these week two picks.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Starting off on Thursday, we have the Jets at the Patriots.
Oh, that's Patois all day.
Yeah, Patriots.
Yo, and Tom Brady, man, come on, man. You throwing picks and stuff all early in the season.
For real, yo, that game. Hey, man, for real, this shit is putting a lot of stress on my life that don't need to be there, man. Yeah. Nigga, I used to have to worry about the Chiefs games. Nigga, now I got to worry about every game.
And shout out to Larry David for that dumbass push at the end of that
Jets game, nigga.
Yeah, because they had a woman.
Motherfucker.
Yo, can we get to the games before y'all go?
Bastard.
We said Patriots, man. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's Patriots?
Hey, man. Let me go ahead and say this real quick. You gonna stop putting grown men in check the way you
that nigga be trying to, man.
Hey, man. The host, I gotta keep y'all in line. That's what hosts do.
And say some shit, and everybody be like, sorry. And I'd be like,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm a grown man. Shit.
And that shit happened when I be listening to it. This motherfucker just sunned me, nigga. Ain't this a bitch? And nigga, why agree to it so fast? Nigga, like,
Because part of it be like,
see,
man,
there we go again. We supposed to be on the NFL pick. The music in the background just like screaming,
we have
hello,
I'm
here.
We got a show to do. But then at the same time, I feel like, hey, man, in retrospect, that shit ain't cool.
Cool. I'm going to have to talk to you, bro. All
right, everybody on the Patriots.
Everybody got the pets. Let's go.
Wait, man, I'm thinking about taking. Okay, never mind. 1 o'clock games. We started off well and swell Sunday with the Cowboys at the Kansas City Chiefs, baby. You know what? It's Cowboys all day, man. We're taking this to the house.
You already know that.
I'm a swing vote. God damn it.
Yep.
Stone got KC.
I think I'm going to have to go with them Cowboys again, though, because I really can't. Not saying nothing bad, but I really can't go with the Chiefs' performance against the Jaguars, because that was like playing a high school team.
Judas.
All right. We got the Rams at the Falcons. Ooh.
I think Falcons going to bounce back on this one.
Yeah, so, man, considering they should have won that fucking game anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Falcons also.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, Rams tough.
Yo, the Rams did they nigga say Ram tough. Nigga, that's a car.
You know what I mean? Panthers at the Bills. Ooh, your boy EJ Manuel look kinda good against young Brady.
Yeah, give me them Buffaloes.
Damn, y'all both got the Bills?
Yeah.
Killer. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and take Killer Cam.
You did that last week.
Yeah, man. I got to get some separation, man.
Yeah.
Or closer to them skinny jeans. One of the two.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you can go on forfeit right now. They just put the pair on.
Vikings at the Bears.
Shit.
Ooh-wee.
Hey, man. Can we address the Adrian Peterson?
Yo.
Got 78 yards.
On the first
play.
Yo.
And then, but then finish the game with 90.
Oh, man.
For real. What the fuck was that?
Come on. Yeah, he had 18 carries too and only 90. Dang. That's crazy.
He threw me off then because he had 2 touchdowns. That's why I was like, oh, man.
Yo, everybody's racking up them crazy fantasy stats.
Yo, what your shit sitting there now?
What's up?
What yours sitting there at? Yeah.
I won mine, so.
Oh, okay.
I won too. But I got the Bears in this one.
I'm going to have to go with the Bears on that one too.
I'll take the Vikings, man.
Come on, AP. Don't let me down. He's fantasy. All right. Redskins at the Packers. Yo. RG3,
I'm gonna have to go with the
Pack.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna have to go with the Pack, man. RG3 nigga let me the fuck down.
Yo, he was out there like he was so scared.
Hell yeah.
Because he didn't play preseason.
Well, they should have did something different to just putting him in there cold because he was shook.
Yeah, I think them first three quarters for most of the, you know, I know definitely the first two and then most of the third, he was like out there like he was waiting on that knee to buckle on him and do the wobble on him again. And then he finally started getting his swag back, but it was kind of too late.
I got Packers also, so that's unanimous. Dolphins at the Colts. Man, I didn't like the way the Colts let the Raiders just come in there and willy-nilly all over the field on them.
Is that a division game? No, that's not a division game. It's a conference.
The Dolphins did me good this week, but... I'm gonna have to go with that old funny mouth luck boy.
Dolphins play the Browns, so I'm gonna go with the Colts.
Alright. I'm gonna go with the Colts too, because they at home. So that's unanimous. Then we have Chargers at the Eagles.
Oh, I'm gonna give it up to Vic, man.
Yeah, after the way the Eagles looked and the way that San Diego let Houston come back and win that game yesterday. Yeah, I'm going Eagles.
Yeah, I'm taking Eagles also. Deshaun Jackson weighed like a buck 05 out there trying to be tough.
They said he did the Terrio yesterday.
Oh, yeah. He did the first part of it.
Yo, but that, yo, that nigga need to calm the fuck down, man. Like, yo, yeah, that nigga's a pistol starter.
Yeah.
But D'Angelo Hall, he'll get in your head like that. I've been unpushed that amount too. Like, how you talk so much stuff and you get burnt by everybody. It ain't just like he get burnt every now and then. He get burnt by everybody. Like, why you getting burnt by the four string dude?
We got the Browns at the Ravens.
Ravens.
Yeah.
Take the Ravens. Yeah, we got the Titans at the Texans.
Ah, the Titans surprised the shit out of me, dog. Did they play good? I was just Pittsburgh just fucking horrible.
I'm gonna say Pittsburgh was fucking horrible.
Yo, what? Pittsburgh? Dang, I knew that was gonna be horrible, but not like that.
Yeah,
that last touchdown shouldn't even count. That was just the end of the game. Take it.
Mike Woodson about to be out of a job. Is it Mike Woodson?
Mike Tomlin.
Tomlin, there you go.
It's a heavier Omar Epps.
Yeah.
Nah, they ain't going to let him go because he'll get picked up so quick.
Omar Epps Sr.
They all know his team is just trash right now.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Texans, man.
Yeah, I'm robbing them Texas boys.
Yo, the Ape, did Arian Foster do anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a little loose, man. LeSean McCoy was doing his fucking thing, man.
Yeah, he was. Lions at the Cardinals.
No, yo, who you got?
Oh, I got the Texans. Right. Lions at the Cardinals.
That's a tough matchup. Mm.
Yo, Fitzgerald was doing his thing, man.
Yeah. Man, you know what? I'm taking the Cardinals.
But Ndamukong and Sue gonna be mad because of that 100 down.
Oh, they hit his bust his head.
Hell, that dude need to chill out.
He gonna be broke. He keep doing shit though. They tax his pocket every time. Like, he keep doing dumb stuff.
Yeah, man, let me get it.
I take those monies.
I take them monies.
You want the Cardinals also?
Yeah.
All right.
Let me see. They let St. I might have to go with them Lions.
That Detroit.
We got the Saints at the Bucks.
Saints.
Oh no.
Yo, does Josh Freeman look like Marlon Wayans or anybody else?
He look like a Wayans member. I ain't gonna say Marlon, but he look like a Wayans member.
I'm taking the Bucks. Why am I doing this?
I don't know, man. That first half dog was fucked up.
Man, the Bucks play them boys tough at the crib. Yeah, I'm taking the Bucks. Let's get it. Jaguars at the Raiders.
Raiders.
Yeah, I gotta take the Raiders, man. That Gabbert boy, he's a gaffle.
Ain't he hurt?
Yeah, I don't know. He play like he hurt every game.
Now what you just said, I don't even know if that was even. He's a here. I don't even know.
I don't know what that gibberish was.
So everybody on the Raiders?
Yes.
All right, Broncos at the Giants, boy. Eli versus Eli.
Shit.
That should have been the 8 p.m. game.
That's going to be the Manning Head Bowl. Them big-headed boys.
Y'all go check out manningface.com.
Big big helmets everywhere, nigga.
I'm going with them Broncos.
Yeah, I'm going with them Broncos too. Shout out to Peyton Manning for giving me 60 fantasy points.
That's some bull. That better not ever happen again. I would have had to call a cheat code on that.
And I'm playing kill him this week. We'll see.
Yeah, they're gonna be sacking him all over the field.
We'll see.
49ers at the Seahawks.
Oof, that's a good one. I might have to go with them 49ers again, though, because they look, even against the Packers, they look good. So.
Yeah, I'm going for the Niners. I'm going with the Niners because they got a revenge last year and they got wiped off the field. Monday night game, we got Steelers at the Bengals.
I might have to ride with the Bengals.
Yeah, man, the Bengals look pretty good, man.
Bengals.
Should I do it? Don't do it. Don't do it.
Hey, starts saying skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans.
And I'm going around with a size 30.
I'm going with the Steelers, man.
Steel curtain.
I'm giving them another chance, man. That was a fluke, that first game.
I hope so.
And that is week two of the NFL.
Hey, and never mind, because I don't know.
12-4.
I don't want to lose, and then I'll be the one wearing skinny jeans and then be buttered up and whatnot. So.
What?
Ooh, buttered up.
Hey, man, we ain't with your butter shit.
I was going to say throw the butter in the mix.
Yeah, hey, nigga, look here, man. We don't go to them butter parties, nigga.
And for the lowest score in the fantasy football week one, your man Toby, GE soon to be champ.
Toby.
A whopping 49 points.
God.
Yo, he's the only one in the league.
I'm on Facebook right now.
He the only one in the league under 90 points.
God.
Toby. Come on, son.
Yo, the second highest player on his team has 7 points.
God.
After that, Luck. If it wasn't for Luck's 28, he would have been nowhere. So shout out to your man Toby.
That man was counting his fantasy stats on his fingers.
49 points.
I beat him by 58 points.
In fantasy footballs.
Footballs.
Yo, stop it, Aki.
And before we leave, what's up on the deck next? Somebody slow down the music. Dr. Sir Luscious Love. Ow.
Ow.
Please say the ow.
Ow.
And this week, folks, we have a email. Well, somebody needs a little advice on a situation they went through and they want to know, was it right or wrong? Hello, Forget That Your Radio crew, the Black Hawk, Stone El Terrible, and that Gourmet Harmonizer.
Yeah.
Now, to you, Dr. Sir Luscious Love, ow. Please say the ow.
Ow.
I already did what I'm about to tell you, but I still want to know what you think of the situation. And would you
hustling backwards already?
And would you have done the same thing, or was I way out of line? Bridal beatdown. I actually went with the girl to break up a wedding. We beat up the bride and the groom left with us. The bride knew it was coming. The bride and my friend had so much beef it was crazy. The last thing the bride did was bust 3 tires and keep my friend's car. Previously, she taunted my friend with, ha ha ha, I got your man. And interrupted my friend's tryouts for dance line, starting a fight. I became involved when she tried to flee the scene and hit my car. After the tire slashing incident, the groom and my friend were together the night before the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
We had already planned our interruption, so when the pastor asked for any objections, we ran to the front, grabbed the supposed-to-be bride, and dragged her to the back. There were people blocking the door so no one could help her. There was a lot of us, so she couldn't get away because we had her surrounded. The police had to break up the fight. We ended up getting away, but both the bride and my friend had to go to court. They both did a little time in jail, but my friend and the supposed-to-be groom ended up getting married. They have been happily married for 8 years, and we have not seen or heard from the would-be bride since. Well, now, your question was, would I would have done that? And were you way out of line?
Forget that, yo.
Forget that, yo. You was way out of line. hell no. I wouldn't have did that. You a jailbird. You a bugaboo.
Yo, who beats up a bride?
Beat at the objection.
At the wedding.
Yo, nigga, where was her fucking family at?
The Bible was out.
Forget.
there was no support team going on in that mix. Nothing. At all. Because if they dragged her all the way down, it couldn't have been no big wedding. It had to be like at Waffle House or something like something. That.
And it had to be an open bar. Some niggas was drunk and not paying attention.
They probably was looking like, hit him with that stone.
But they brought the goons out, man. When you dress up in suit, you ain't ready for the goons.
Nah, ain't no way. First off, could you imagine that being like your sister or something like that? And
she getting folks, drug out? Nigga.
Yeah.
Bruh, and I rented this tux. I rented this tux, bruh. You know how much it costs? Yeah, if I get one rip in this tux?
After all the money I just spent on this wedding, nigga, somebody got to die. You was not fucking this up for me.
You know what I'm saying? I got to rationalize. They ain't going to kill her. She probably going to have a black eye.
And if I get blood on this suit, now I don't have to pay more for cleaning.
This nigga just said the best thing he gonna do is cover your face. Cover your face!
You know what I'm saying? I can't take the tux, the top off, because I ain't been working out like I was supposed to be. And one of the bridesmaids I'm looking at. So, you know what I'm saying? Just take that quick little L.
If I ever get married again, nigga, you is not on the support team.
I know. Man, we'll send you. We'll Skype the wedding. We'll have somebody start row with her.
Good. So I ain't got to pay for a tux.
Hell yeah. Dang. That's funny, dog. I can't believe this nigga got monkey drugged at her goddamn wedding.
Monkey. She's never getting married again, man.
Oh, yeah. Nah, she's done. She should have went into hiding.
She's going to have flashbacks if she even get to altar.
She conditioned. Anybody object, she just gonna start running and ducking.
She gonna put on them MMA gloves. Anybody object?
Nigga, yo, why she up? Her wedding dress gonna include some gloves and a mouth guard.
Oh man, I missed the Sons of Anarchy season premiere.
Nigga, you don't have cable.
Oh, it is 10.
Yeah, so, you know, that's the end of the show. Forget That, Yo, episode 49. If you need info, just rewind to the beginning of the show. ForgetThatYo.com got everything you need. Thanks, everybody, all the callers. And Daryl, straight out of Low Cash, I'm going to get back to you. And Chicken Show is good. Shout out to Javon Biz, straight out of Low Cash. And all the listeners, thank you for the support, man.
Shabba dabba tweet, tweet, tweet.
Peace. Ooh, yeah. Peace, peace.
Real niggas. Real niggas. Real niggas. Real niggas.
Real niggas. Any other show? Forget That, Yo.
Y'all got